I'm Dan Klefstad. Governor J.B. Pritzker says Illinois residents will need to sacrifice and stay at home until the end of May. Pritzker says he will modify the order May 1st, but the state will stay mostly shut down for a month beyond the original April 30th end date.
We are in possibly the most difficult part of this journey. I know how badly we all want our normal lives back. Believe me, if I could make that happen right now, I would. But this is the part where we have to dig in.
Pritzker says modeling shows if the order were lifted this week, a second wave of infections could claim tens of thousands of lives. The modification will help some non-essential businesses strengthen social distancing and create some flexibility for residents. Meanwhile, Illinois Congresswoman Sherry Bustos says any reopening of cities and businesses in the wake of COVID-19 should be based on the assessment of health professionals. She says one factor that comes into play is the rate of new cases.
Of our 14 counties in our congressional district, we have several counties that are in the top, were in the top five for doubling the number of cases every 2.5 days. We still have several counties that are in the top 10 where the number of cases are doubling every week or so.
The 17th District Democrat made her comments in a press call before voting in favor of the follow-up bill to the CARES Act passed earlier this month. An Illinois agency referred enforcement action against a company whose demolition of a coal plant caused a dust cloud to cover parts of a Chicago neighborhood. The Chicago Sun-Times reports the April 11th implosion at a Hillco Redevelopment Partners site coated Little Village homes, vehicles, and streets with dust. The Illinois EPA referred the matter to State Attorney General Kwame Raoul, who says, saying Hillco Redevelopment Partners violated the Illinois Environmental Protection Act and the terms and conditions of the company's permit for construction site activities. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. As cases of COVID-19 rise in southern Illinois, the local health departments have updated their numbers. Jackson County reports 5 new cases, Williamson County 3, Jefferson County has 2 new cases, Pulaski, Union, and Perry each reporting 1. Despite some modifications to Illinois' stay-at-home order, officials are warning people not to take this as an invitation to gather in groups. Illinois Department of Public Health Director Ngozi Ezike says people should not gather with people outside of their immediate family unit.
I just remind everyone that one person infecting 3 people and those 3 affecting 3 each, you get with just 10 rounds, you get to 59,000 people infected.
The Carbondale Park District facilities are open, but there are some limitations to stop the spread of COVID-19. Until the shelter-in-place order is lifted, the public won't have access to playgrounds, bathrooms, ball fields, daycares, or the golf course. Executive Director Kathy Renfro says the district is being creative to have plans in place when they can open the facilities while also practicing social distancing. She also noted that district leaders hope they can still have summer camps once the order is removed. The Illinois Department of Public Health has added Heartland Regional Medical Center's Express Care in Marion to its approved COVID-19 testing sites. As a state-designated testing site, the facility can now perform 50 to 60 curbside tests each day and can get test results in 48 hours or less. They have received 1,000 additional test kits from the Illinois Emergency Management Agency to perform testing for frontline professionals and individuals who meet screening criteria.